Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Benita, and I am in New Jersey. You have tuned into the Master's Call, where we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower you. And this Jeremiah 29:11 speaks to that. I love you all so much. Have an awesome, awesome Worship Wednesday, and I will now turn the call over to our host. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Well, as
morning,
I wait for...
Can you hear me?
Yes,
good morning.
Can
you hear me? All right. Good morning, everybody. This is LaShawn in Delaware. Praise God. Thank you so much, Sister Benita, for greeting and feeding our Master's Call family with such an awesome greeting. And yes, this call definitely enriches, enhances, and empowers believers. Good morning, and I would like to welcome you all to the Master's Call. Isaiah 25:1 says, "Praise to the Lord. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. Our Father knew since the beginning that this call was going to bless lives. So he planted a seed that two women said yes to, and here we are today. Hallelujah to him." The Master's Call began October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our Mama Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They have faithfully, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon has faithfully been caring for her parents in Prairie View, Texas. Their yes gave us this wondrous call that blesses us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. over on the West Coast. The scripture that was downloaded into Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa is found in Psalms 88:13. "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Since it's all about the Master and his mercy and his favor, we begin our call in prayer and we end our call in prayer. The Master's Call has a powerful and awesome mission statement that leads us. The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, as Sister Benita was saying earlier. If this is your first time on the call, we thank you and we welcome you. And we also invite you back to our family. For our family that calls us daily, we thank you for saying yes and calling every day. All of our calls are dated and archived from October 2010. All you have to do is go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and enjoy and be prepared to be spiritually filled. If you would like to hear an immediate replay of a message that was given that day, all you have to do is call 712-432-1085, and it's the same access code, 957-677. So if you want to hear this word again today, just dial 712-432-1085. We also ask if you can spread the word and invite a friend, a neighbor, a family member, coworker, or put it on your social network, for we welcome everybody with open arms. And if you wish to send a prayer request or a praise report to our awesome prayer warriors, you can email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. All one word, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We also love to receive encouraging words and requests for new family members that are ready to be stretched and become prayer intercessors. Now, the thread that bonds us together is none other than Artist International. It's a Christian-based family company that said yes to the Master, and for that, Artist is continually blessed and globally known. If you're not an Artist distributor, it's okay. You could go back to the person that invited you to the call or find a thread that you found on Facebook or Twitter and inbox that person and ask them, what exactly is Artist? And for Artist distributors, please remember to go into the back office for specials, announcements, and promotions. I heard that they brought the Power Restart back out for $99, so let's see if that's still available for you to get that awesome Power Start. So at this time, I would like to bring Minister Robin to the line so she can open us up with prayer and clear the airwaves. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Sean?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord God, and we thank you because we know your mercies are new each and every single morning. And as I look up to the heavens and as I look at your sky, I thank you, Father God, for the wondrous work that you've done in my life and also in the lives of the people on this call, Father. Lord, right now I take authority and I command that the airway and this phone line is clear in the name of Jesus. I thank you that there will be no type of schemes or tactics from the enemy. I cancel them and I command them to be null and void, inoperative in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, I thank you that they are blessed. I thank you that they are anointed, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you called them because the Spirit of the Lord is upon them, Father. And you anointed them to go forward and proclaim the good news to the poor. You told them to go and announce and release prisoners, letting them know that they do not have to be in captive any longer. And you told them, Father, that they can lay hands on the sick. And they will see others recover, Father. So I thank you for the anointing and the mantle that you placed on their lives. Lord God, I thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. I thank you that because they put you first, they seek your kingdom, your righteousness, your way of doing things. You said all these other things will be added to them. Artists International has been added to them. Advisors, people filled with the knowledge of your will has been added to them. Distributors from the north, south, east, and west has been added to them. And we thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I thank you for the anointed woman of God. I thank you that as Minister Candy comes forward, Father, the word that you have downloaded into her, Father, she will impart to your people. We are ready to receive your word. We are ready to hear your word. We are ready to do your word, Father. And because of her faithfulness unto you, Lord God, you will return back to her all that she imparts in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister LaShawn.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Rama, for that powerful prayer. So now, without further ado, it's time for our speaker. This woman of God has been a faithful member of Living Word Christian Center under the tutelage of Dr. Bill Winston for over 20 years. There she served 9 years on the TV ministry as camera person and director. She is currently serving as a faculty member of the Joseph Business School for Entrepreneurs, where she teaches and serves as an advisor to students. She's the owner and president of a career and business coaching practice, the Metamorphosis Group, Inc., which she launched 15 years ago. She works with professionals, entrepreneurs, smart business owners in their quest to generate more sales while improving work performance. We are also honored to have her serve on this call and is a faithful member of the Master's Call family as one of our anointed and strategic prayer warriors. Many mornings you may hear her voice open and close in prayer, and today you're going to hear her voice as she gives the word. So without further ado, Minister Candy, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sister. The floor is yours.
Praise God. LaShawn, you are such a gracious host. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction. Robin, you put Satan on notice this morning. You opened up the heavens. Satan has no place on this call, and I think you let him know that. Thank you. And Benita, thank you for greeting our callers, and they are also welcome and special. And God bless you, Mother Eagle, for who you are in my life and for all you do to enrich, enhance, and empower the body of Christ, not just on this call, but in everything you do. Last time, I covered 5 reasons God desires our praise. God commands us to praise him. It's a sacrifice unto him, the fruits of our lips. God is worthy to be praised. Praise is the ordained way to enter into his presence. Praise and worship are ways of glorifying God. And praising the Lord is a good witness to others to do I'm sorry, to the goodness of God. So this morning, again, I'm going to talk and continue talking about praise and worship. And I'm going to first begin with 10 reasons why we should praise him, and then I'm going to end with 9 acts of praise. First of all, it helps us to be God-centered instead of self-centered. As we offer praise and worship unto God, we are recognizing his lordship and the right to rule over us. We are humbling ourselves before God. The second reason is, it is a way of staying our minds on him. As we stay our minds on God, we will find a life of perfect peace. You find that in Isaiah 26:3. It helps us develop our love relationship with God. When we praise the Lord, we are drawn closer to him. We are called or recreated to be love beings, to reciprocate God's love. As we praise and worship God, we are fulfilling this calling. Fourth, as we sow, we shall also reap. And as we give, it shall be given unto us. As we give ourselves to God, he in turn sends showers of blessings upon us. This should not be the motive in our praising and worshiping God, but he does operate on the basis of principles. God established the law of sowing and reaping. 5, praise and worship are faith in action. Praise and worship is the language of faith. When we believe and trust in God, we will praise him in spite of our circumstances. Praise and worship release the power and presence of God. In other words, God inhibits the praise of his people. Remember Jehoshaphat and remember Paul and Silas. 7, praise and worship are directly related to a thankful heart. There are those who know God and yet do not glorify him as God. The word says that these are unthankful people. 8, praise and worship purifies us. God wants a church without spot or wrinkle. He has given several means whereby we might come to this place of sanctification. He has given us the washing of water by the word. He has given us prayer, and he has given us praise. 9, we are changed into the image of the one whom we worship. If we are worshiping idols, we will be conformed to their image. If we are keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we will be conformed into his image. Read Psalms 106:19-20 and Corinthians 3:18. 10, we have God's promise that he will meet with us and commune with us when we offer sacrifice unto the Lord. Exodus 29:41-42. People wonder why they never hear from God. Sometimes it's because they never put this principle into practice. Worship is of extreme value to the believer. Satan knew the value of worship and offered Christ the whole world if he would worship him. Jesus let him know that worship belongs to God alone. So now I'm going to talk about the 9 acts of praise. There are many, but I'm going to focus on 9 this morning. 3 with the voice, 3 with the hands, and 3 with the body. The first act of praise is speaking. God desires that we praise him with our voice. We use our voices to make known the goodness of our God. How many of you know the difference in being happy and being joyful? Happiness depends on what's happening to you, but joy depends on Jesus. Even when you're not happy, you can be joyful, joyful in the Lord. So with the mouth, you're speaking and you're testifying about the goodness of God is an act of praise. Singing, it is a high expression of our inner man. The loss of true spiritual singing is a sign that people are under judgment. That's when you have no song to sing, when your song is gone. When Israel lost their song. When they hung their hearts on the willow tree, it was because they were a people under judgment in a strange land in captivity. But when you're free, there's a song in your heart. Hallelujah. Singing unto the Lord is an act of worship, and it's a ministry to the body of Christ. As you know, there's a far cry, higher purpose for singing than just entertainment. Do you realize that every song, spiritual and secular, with lyrics, teaches and admonishes people to something? Think about hard rock, rap, the blues. You want to watch for what you listen to and what your children listen to. Our children are infested with songs about drugs, illicit sex, homosexuality, killing, suicide, violence, and all the other damnable things that Satan is pandering through the words of songs. People are taking their lives because a song says it's okay. Teen suicide is at an all-time high. Could it be because a song says that life has no meaning, life has no purpose? Young people are being admonished by these songs. Be careful what you listen to. And you know, that's why it's important that our spiritual songs are scriptural in content. Some of them are tearjerkers, I know. They ride your emotions, but they do not line up with the Word of God. An example is Do Not Pass Me By. I'm sure all of you have heard that song. The Word of God says He is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Feed that to your spirit. Now that you are hoping that He won't pass you by, shouting. Psalms 32:11 says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart." Read Psalms 35:27. There's a place for shouting, and it's not just at the ball game or ballpark. Wherever there is a lot of shouting, you know, it's different things. It's the ballpark. It's ball games. It's excitement. And it's okay to shout about those things. But when I think that over 2,000 years ago, Jesus was at home plate. Satan pitched him a curveball, and Jesus hit it. He hit a home run. You see, on the third day, He came into home plate for my healing, for my prosperity, and for my salvation. And when I think about that, I get excited, and it makes me want to shout. Now that's a reason to shout. Hallelujah. Clapping of hands. It's a sign of rejoicing. When an actor or a musician or dancer performs on stage, what do? We clap our hands. It expresses our approval and joy. It says, "I appreciate you." Giving the Lord applause is an act of praise. Psalms 98:8 says, "Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together." Praise God. The lifting of hands. How do we know when little children want to be picked up? They raise their hands. And so when we come into the Father's presence, we're saying, in essence, "Lord, lift me up. Lift me up. I want to be lifted up again, Lord God. Pick me up, Daddy God." 1 Timothy 2:8 says, "We will lift up holy hands unto the Lord." Hallelujah. Did I mention the playing of instruments, musical instruments? There are some churches that don't believe in playing musical instruments. If you know anything about the tabernacle of David being restored, then you know it's all right to play musical instruments in church. And Hezekiah realized that God had extended his days, and at evening he wrote songs and appointed that they be sung to the stringed instruments. So it's all right to play musical instruments to the glory of God. Standing. About the only position in connection with praise unto the Lord is not mentioned in Psalms is sitting. You won't find it. But as we stand in his presence, we are giving him glory. We're giving him reverence. We're giving him awe. Even as we stand in the courtroom when the judge comes in to take the bench, even as we would stand when the president would come into a room to take his seat, so it is when we come to the house of God and we're beginning to praise him. We recognize that the King of Kings is among us, and we stand reverencing him. Bowing and kneeling is the eighth act of praise. It's a gesture of humility on our part. And when we kneel in his presence, I trust that our hearts are kneeled too. It is possible for our knees to be bowed and our hearts to be sitting down. The young ruler, the rich young ruler, was an example of that. He ran to Jesus and fell at his feet. And Jesus told him what his problem was. He was grieved and went away. His knees were bent, but his heart was not. So as we bow our knees, let us remember to bow our hearts also. And the last act of praise is dancing. The act of praising God in the dance is a subject that can be taught all by itself. There's so much that's involved with that. But the Bible says that we are to praise the Lord in the dance. The Bible says that David danced before the Lord, and David was a man after God's own heart. I've heard people talk about dancing in the Spirit, but you won't find it in the Word. That's a phrase that has been coined by those who really don't understand the message of praise and worship. How many of you know that when you dance before God, you are in control? The Spirit is subject to whom? Your spirit is subject to you. The Bible says a man who is not able to control his spirit is like a city without walls. I've seen in some churches where people have held up the service because they, quote unquote, got happy and danced. Anything that takes the attention from God and puts it on you is fleshly manifestation, and it has to go according to the book. So, with all the forms of praise, if we keep one thing in mind, that God is the only one who deserves our praise, no matter in what form it is expressed, then we're okay. The gates of Zion, which is the church, are referred to many times as praise, Isaiah 60:18. Through praise, we enter into the gates of God's presence. Through praise, we enter into a life of victory. Through praise, we enter into ministry unto the Lord. Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and Judah means praise, he is captain over a host of people who know the importance of praise. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you this morning. And LaShawn, back to you. Praise God.
Amen. What an awesome verse the Father downloaded into your spirit. It was truly a blessing. Thank you so much. I would like to bring Evangelist Tiffany to come and close us out in prayer and lift up our prayer request. Evangelist Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me, LaShawn?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Wow, what a powerful message. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Candy, for blessing our souls this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all ye people, for great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Father God, we just thank you for this appointed time, and we pray, Father God, for the woman of God who just came and blessed our souls, Father, and put praise and worship into a perspective that will resonate in our hearts throughout this day and throughout this time and season. We thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it because you are our God. You are in control. You are transforming lives, minds, spirits, bodies, and souls. And we thank you, Father God, that you are a God who changes, Father God, changes our situations, changes our thoughts, changes our plans because you are in control. But one thing I can say are you are a God who never changes. And I thank you, Father God, for loving each one of us. I thank you, and I come right now lifting up Tammy, lifting up Benita, lifting up Vanessa, lifting up Pacola, lifting up Jane, Christine, Joni, Robin, Cassie, Carla, Benita, Amber, Christine, Billy, Dorothy, Everett, Alana, Rushi, Elite Ladies, Charles, Jackie, LaShawn, Wanda, Stacy, Candy, Gwen, Tiffany, Angela, Michelle, John, Michael, Robert, Jennifer, Regina, Linda, Sharon, Kevin. Father God, these are your children, and you know us all by name, Father God. Even the names that I have not mentioned, I come lifting us all up on this line today. Each one of those who called in after the greeting, Father God, you know the needs, you know the circumstances, Father God. You are the healer, so I claim healing right now in the name of Jesus. You are the deliverer, so I claim deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are our provider, so I claim financial provision right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray right now that you would complete, you would do increase in each of our lives in the name of Jesus, Father God. Do new things, Father God, in this new season, in this new time, Father God. Those who are seeking employment, Father God, open up a door of opportunity for them, Father God. Those who feel sick, broke down, shut down, Father God, I pray that you would just lift them up and restore them right now in the name of Jesus. I bind anything that is of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, because your Bible says and your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So we bind the enemy. We bind the weapons right now in the name of Jesus. No power will they have upon us, Father God, because we are going to walk into the authority that you have given us. Bless the founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family. Bless each and every artist distributor, Father God. I pray that each and every business owner, business entrepreneur under the sound of my voice, Father God, will walk into the abundance that you have given us, Father God, the prosperity you have given us, Father God, the power you have given us, Father God, that we, as we are being blessed, that we will be a blessing to others, Father God, that we will be kingdom builders and world changers, that we will be great, authentic, transparent ministers in the marketplace, Father God, and we will be grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Be with us, Lord, as we leave from our houses to go out into the world today, Father God, that we would be that light in the time of darkness, Father God, and it is to you we give the glory, praise, and honor, and we worship you on this Worship Wednesday. All glory and honor be to you, Jesus. These things I ask and I pray and I seal it right now in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen. Back to you, LaShawn.
Amen. Can you hear me, Evangelist Tiffany?
I can. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. Thank you so much for closing us out in prayer. We would like to thank everybody for joining us this morning and invite you to join us again. Thank you, Sister Benita, for greeting God's people. Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up with such a powerful prayer and clearing the airways. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for such a dynamic word. Amen. That was an awesome, awesome word. And thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, for sealing our call in an awesome prayer. And most of all, our Master's Call family, thank you so much for calling in. And, of course, we thank all of you for joining us and we to bless and praise the Lord with us. If you missed any of this word or you want to share the word with somebody else, please call back and dial 712-432-1085, access code 957-677. Thank you so much, and until we pray and speak again, goodbye and God bless.